Okay, this goes back a long time. It's between Nepal, Hawaii, and Tofino. This is the story.
You've been to
So,
Nepal?
no,
Oh, okay.
wait for the story. Okay,
Okay.
so this is real biz besties. Like, we're telling each other stories and we're recording it because this is what we talk about behind the scenes. So, Nicole doesn't even know this story yet.
The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9 to 5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen, a manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Biz Besties. It's your last Biz Besties of season 6 because then we're moving right on into season 7. We're so excited. If you didn't know, we are coming up on the very first birthday of Biz Besties. Now, My Line Purpose podcast has been around for almost 4 years, but it was just last March 25th that Kayla and I decided, let's do this thing and go behind the scenes and share what it's like to be true business besties, real life besties, business besties, and all of the conversations that we have. If you were a fly on the wall, we portray a little bit of what that's like here on the podcast. So we're super excited to have you listening in. Those of you that subscribe, those of you that share to your Instagram stories every week and tag us, we're so incredibly grateful and appreciative. It's what keeps us going and that and consistency. But knowing that you're actually listening, loving, tuning in, it makes it all that much more fun to create and to show up and share. So before we get into it, what are you grateful for today, Kayla?
I am grateful that this morning I could put off all of our meetings and what we had to do until 10:30 or 11 because I had a kid at home and I needed to just have a slow morning with her. If I had to report to work at 8:30, this is not lost on me. This is what I'm thinking as I'm waiting for her to wake up. If I had to be there at 8:30, get her fed, rush out the door, wake her up anyway, even though she needed a slow morning, and or use a sick morning or call in sick and pretend I have a doctor's appointment or something, I'd be so stressed out. But I just messaged Nicole. I said, Mila needs some extra sleep this morning. So when we record Biz Besties, can we do it around 10, 10:30? Nicole said, yeah, no problem. I'm doing this other call. And such is the life of someone who has time freedom. So I'm grateful for time freedom.
Yeah, I'm also grateful for time freedom and that we don't jam pack our calendars and schedules. Yesterday afternoon, I really needed just to decompress and to rest. And Jeff came home at 3 o'clock and I was laying in bed just listening to meditations. And he was, what's going on? Why are you laying in bed in the dark at 3? I was like, I just need some me time. Can you close the door? And he didn't question it. I know you wouldn't question it. And again, I know that when I was in the classroom, a 3 p.m. meditation in the dark nap time to myself was non-existent.
It's not happening.
And it's so much more beyond that. It's not just, oh, that nap wasn't happening. That is honoring my needs. So by not having that nap because I'm in the classroom, I'm like continuing to heighten my nervous system and ignore what I really need. And so it goes beyond the, okay, I don't need a nap at 3 p.m. Yeah, but are you listening to what your body and your nervous system needs? And I think that having our own business and creating our own schedule allows us to better take care of our health.
Oh, absolutely. I worked out yesterday at 12:15 with my new trainer, and I had to rush there because we were having so much fun in the morning. I got there and worked out, and we hung out and chatted about different things, and I did not feel like I needed to, I don't know, run out the door and get to the next thing and pretend that the whole thing, I keep saying pretend because I feel like when I didn't have time freedom, I didn't have my own business, I couldn't make my own schedule, I was always pretending that my top priority always was work. Always pretending like it's okay, I'm here, everything's under control, I've read all my emails, I have everything in the pipeline, we're always moving everything through. And now there's been a huge shift in my life since having my aligned purpose for the last 4 years, is that I don't have to pretend anymore. I don't have to pretend I don't really want to work out at lunchtime. I don't have to pretend that you don't have to pretend that you don't need a rest, regardless of if it's a nap or whatever kind of thing, like just a calm down moment in the dark, listening to meditations at three. I'm sure there's so many times in my 9 to 5 where I could have just relaxed and that would have been much better for me. And now I'm in the practice every day, all the time, of not pretending. So that makes it easier and easier to listen to my needs.
Yeah, because in the pretending, it's the ignoring of the intuition. Oh, that's not even where this podcast episode is going today, but that would be a great episode. And shout out to our friends, Rachel and Meg, who are the co-facilitators of Radiant Effect. This is where I'm so fortunate, and I know you are too, to be surrounded by women who are like, hey, you're a busy business owner. Are you taking care of yourself and your health? And I think that having resources and people in place that are always going to make sure that, yes, we're busy and we are educated enough to know it's time for a rest. It's time to slow down. Business will keep moving forward. We don't have to work our businesses like a crazy corporate 40 plus hours a week, we can slow down a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Before we get into today's episode, if you're listening to this on the day that it is released, which is Thursday, March 21st, we are in Aries season. We are in spring equinox. There is a lot of shift in energy happening. It's a very new time. It's the start of the astrological year. Spring is figuratively and literally when you're going to plant seeds. So for those of you that do garden, you're going to start to get out into your garden and plant those seeds that you're going to tend to throughout the spring and summer and then harvest throughout the fall if it's food. And we get to look at planting seeds of manifestation the same way. We're going to plant something now. And you know that you don't plant the seed and pick the fruit the same day. So we're going to plant the seed of what it is that we desire together in this season. And we're going to cultivate that and nurture it together throughout the spring and summer. And this is what I love about the women who come into Align CEO Method, because we get to spend every season together. We get to go through, oh my gosh, remember back in the spring when you said you wanted to do this? Mm-hmm. And then you worked on it all summer. And now in the fall, your business is blowing the F up because you're actually doing the thing you said you're going to do. So I think that's really cool. And speaking of manifestation today, again, if you're listening to this today, we are running our Flip the Script, Bring More Fun Back into Your Life and Business workshop. And it's going to be all about manifesting from the subconscious. And I think, Kayla, were you ever into Brian Tracy when you worked for Lulu?
BT.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I have a nickname for old BT. That blue book. What's the book? Focus on Your Goals. One sec. I'll get it while you're talking.
Okay. If those of you who are listening don't know, Brian Tracy is my sister introduced me to Brian Tracy because she used to be managers for different Lululemon stores. And it was like, in the best way possible, like a culty experience of working with Lulu. And they're really into personal development. And Kayla's got the book here. You're not going to see this on video, but Brian Tracy is a book that was always recommended in Lululemon. I worked for Lulu. Kayla did. My sister was a manager. I felt like I was really immersed in that world for quite some time. And people at Lululemon love Brian Tracy.
That is 100% true. This is the book that I've read 1,000 times. Brian Tracy, Focal Point, a proven system to simplify your life, double your productivity, achieve all your goals.
Yes.
Mic drop.
And you know what he's all about?
BT, what's he all about?
The subconscious mind. He's all about your subconscious mind is like your computer. It is storing all of your memories, and you're trying to create a future based off of memories. And if you want to create a future based off of different experiences, different images, different thoughts, different feelings, then guess what, honey? You got to reprogram that computer, and you have to start with the subconscious mind. And people are out here thinking, I want this, and I'm doing this, and I'm saying this. It's like, yeah, consciously, there's 5% of you saying you want that, and 5% of you on board doing that. But your subconscious mind's running the program. So we have to know how to access it and change it. And I just always think of BT as being one of those OG subconscious educators.
There we go. That's why we've always loved him. He subconsciously programmed us to love him.
And that's exactly what we're going to be doing today, is teaching you how to subconsciously reprogram yourself so that you can have so much fun in your life and in your business and with the results and all of that. And it's all available. I think that is the missing link in when we are hearing from people who talk about The Secret or the Law of Attraction or the 369 method or whatever. It's like they're leaving the subconscious mind out of the equation. And so we're gonna work on that together. So come join us today if you're hearing this before 12 noon PST. And if you hear this after 12 noon PST, but still close to the day, then still sign up, mylinepurpose.com/training, and you could catch the replay.
We'll send it over. You could send us an email and we'll send it to you right away.
All right. Today, in lieu of talking about this episode that's going to be released on the day that we're offering manifesting workshop, is we're going to talk about things that we've manifested that are really fun, and we're going to talk about how, so that you listening are like, okay, great for you too. Now, how do I do that? Some of our processes. And again, we're not going to be talking about the way we've subconsciously done that. We want you to come join us on Thursday, but we're going to talk about ways that we actively manifest.
All right. Should we start with some business ones or some fun personal ones? Where do you want to start?
Let's start with personal and then move into business.
Okay. Let's talk about you manifesting location independence from day one.
From day one. Yes, this is huge. I think the majority of you listening know my story, that I wanted to leave teaching because I saw people working from their laptops on the internet from beaches and cafes. Like in 2015, 2016, I was really starting to see the rise of the digital entrepreneur. And I was like, I want that. And I don't understand how to get it. But I started to plant that seed then of, how can I work from anywhere? I wasn't that I didn't want to work. I want to work. I just want to work from anywhere that I want to work, particularly sunny, warm locations. And so that's always been one of the driving factors for me of having my own business. Now, we started My Line Purpose in June of 2020, and I was single and had my own life to live, making my own decisions. And I thought, okay, this is awesome. I'm going to start to spend my winters away. And then lo and behold, that fall, I met Jeff, my now husband, and he was not location independent. And I didn't want to leave him. I want to spend my winters and my time with him and with the dog. So it wasn't that the idea got put to the back burner. We started vacationing. We've been to Mexico every year that we've been together, which has been a lot of fun, and taking little vacations. And then just this past fall, Jeff and I were having a conversation, and I was like, babe, I really need you to get on board with the location independence. I need to be somewhere sunny in January. That has to happen. I don't want to go without you. I helped coach Jeff into his business. Kayla and I support him regularly. He's always very grateful and appreciative for our coaching. And he has a location dependent business. He services people in the lower Vancouver Island, and there's still a workaround to that. And so we talked about how could he shift his business model so that he has December, January's off as well. And so we mapped out the whole plan of how to do that. He contacted his 70 plus subscribers that he has, told them of the new business model, got the thumbs up from everybody. Everybody was like, this is awesome for you. Yes, go enjoy those 2 months off of the year.
And it works for them.
Yes, it absolutely works for them. He actually, the way that whole conversation came up is from people being like, hey, I'm not going to get my car detailed this month. I'm away with my family for the holidays. Or, hey, it's a little too chilly out this morning. Don't bother coming to detail the car, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's gross anyway. The car's going to be muddy for this month, so don't bother.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a shift that was beneficial to all of Jeff's business's clients and him himself, the business owner and the business in general and his team and that sort of thing. So once we got clear, I'm like, okay, here's the shift and all the changes were made on his website. Now we both have next December 2024 and January 2025 available to be location independent. I'm going to get to work. I still work. And I want to work, but I can work from anywhere. And we don't want to leave our dogs. So now we're getting really excited about planning, like, where can we drive to that's sunny and spend that time together? And so we're getting really crystal clear, thinking it's probably going to be Arizona. I can't wait to send the Airbnb link to Kayla and to my family and say, okay, who's booking in which week? Who's coming to spend a week with me? Because I'm absolutely going to be somewhere sunny and warm for the winter. I can't wait. The manifestation. Yeah. Maybe it took 4 years, but it's here. I'm so grateful it's here. And I think what's important about this is you just have to keep nurturing it and keep trusting in it. And if I was like, oh, Jeff's not location dependent, independent, and I'm never going to be, then who cares if I have a location independent business? Did not give up on that dream. So yeah, that's a manifestation that has come to fruition. And I feel really excited about it.
So do I, as I'm going to come and visit.
Yeah.
This is all very good for everybody involved. And the cool thing about it is that I have to give tons of credit to Jeff for going with all of our schemes. He is 100% on board for everything you desire and everything that I desire and we're bringing into the business and then therefore affects both of our lives. So we have to give him 100% credit. And then he takes coaching so seriously, and mm-hmm. he really works his business and he's hiring people. So it's not just him working his business anymore. And if people have a car cleaning SOS or a one-off situation for some reason in December and January, he has people. So yeah. He just needs to free himself. And that's part of the manifestation, is seeing what you desire, visualizing it, knowing that it's possible, living as if it's possible until it feels more and more possible to you, and then making decisions along the way that enables that to be possible. So that's a perfect example.
Yeah. And you know what? Hearing you say that, like visualizing it, I mm-hmm. think too, in the scripting and in the visualizing, the more you put yourself in the feeling state of how it's going to feel, the clearer it gets. Because if I think honestly about us taking these trips to Mexico, it's been because I'm like, oh, I think Mexico's desirable. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. But in getting clearer of what I really want, I actually want to be somewhere I can take my dogs. And I'm not going to drive over the Mexican border and into Mexico. I'm not getting into that. And I'm not going to try and fly my dogs and quarantine them to go into another country. So it's like actually in the taking the trips to test out the manifestation, it's mm-hmm. helped me realize I like to vacation in Mexico short term, and mm-hmm. a longer term manifestation for me of where I want to spend my time, I do want to spend it somewhere where I can bring my dog. So you have to really put yourself in different scenarios to see, and if you're scripting it or whatever it might be, it will help you realize this is what I want. This is what I don't want. I'm getting close, a little cooler, a little hotter. And so I think that's also really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we went to Arizona last November, that was the first time that I said to myself, wow, I like being somewhere warm, because mm-hmm. I don't like heat. I love sweater season. I've talked about this a million times. Nicole is like a lizard and I'm a penguin. Okay, that's just how it goes. I don't like heat. I get rashes. I just get too hot. But you know what? I like dry heat. Mm-hmm. We went to Arizona and it was so dry every day. You wake up, you breathe the air. There's no like dampness in the air. The sun is shining. And we went in November, so it wasn't super hot. And I really appreciate that heat. So that's why I'm pushing for your manifestation to be Arizona. Okay. It all comes out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm really proud of you for sticking to that manifestation, not giving up. I'm so impressed by Jeff always being coachable and showing up and supporting the manifestations. And he wants to live a great life too. So This is excellent. Okay.
It's very good. Okay. So now let's hear yours.
My personal manifestation that I think was really cool last year is that, okay, this goes back a long time. It's between Nepal, Hawaii, and Tofino. This is the story.
You've been to Nepal?
No.
Okay.
Wait for the story. Okay. So this is real biz besties. Like, we're telling each other stories and we're recording it because this is what we talk about behind the scenes. So Nicole doesn't even know this story yet. Yes. So when I was in university back in 20, I started at SFU and I would go with my friends to Tofino 4 or 5 times a year. And we were always in Tofino. So basically from 2000 until 2011, I was in Tofino a lot of weekends. I did the Edge to Edge marathon a bunch of times and the relay with a whole bunch of friends. We would rent this special Pacific Rose cabin thing. They had 3 of them in Euclid. And we would hang out in Tofino, go surfing, go to the beach, do our runs, you name it. Tofino, I was there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was happening in my early 20s during the days where it was like, take $300 out of your bank account. And I was like, I do not have $300. But somehow this did not bother me at all because
overdraft.
I don't even think I knew about overdraft. I was like, I can't give you $300 because I don't have it. I think it was $150 a couple to stay for the weekend. And we'd put 20 people in these rental houses. And yeah, it was hilarious. And we did it over and over again. Mm. If Dr. Robin's listening, she was part of the Tofino crew. So she was there too. Okay. And Dr. Robin is my naturopath and has been in Aligned CEO Method for a couple of years. And we go way back to Tofino. So we're in Tofino. We're hanging out. We are grilling hot dogs on the beach, essentially. This is my whole... Mm-hmm. Then Scott comes into my life, current Scott, husband Scott, and he is turning 40 in 2023. His friend Dave, who's now Uncle Dave, turned 40 and organized a trip to Nepal to go biking in the Himalayan mountains. Scott was inspired by Dave's I'm turning 40 trip, but then didn't want to go. I think, yeah. Also, just 2 little kids, it's really hard to go full international. So he wanted to go to Hawaii. And then we were looking at going to Hawaii with a baby. Mila was 6 months or whatever at the time, 5 months. Mm-hmm. And Evie being 2. And bringing car seats and bringing pack and plays and renting a car and going somewhere that we can maybe sit outside with them for 5 minutes. It just all seems... I don't even like being hot. It all seemed like it was too much. I'm researching Hawaii and I get this ping in my head. Oh, where could we go in Canada that we could drive? We could bring the dog. Everything revolves around the dog. We can bring a pack and play, or maybe they have one. We're bringing our own car seats. We can eat food that we know the kids will like. What would be the easiest case scenario for Scott's birthday?
What's the equivalent of Canada's Hawaii?
I know. So we're thinking about Tofino, and I wanted to go all out in this manifestation of my future life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait for what it feels like to be rich vibes, Kayla. Now I want to get into it and see what it's like. So I booked the WIC for 5 or 6 days last March for Scott's 40th birthday. I think it was a surprise in the moment for him, because when I told him we're going, he was like, you actually booked that? And it was, how much was it? I don't know, around like $4,000 or something like that for 5 days. Yeah, something like that. And it was so relaxing, so beautiful. The vibration of anything is possible is just floating off the beach at the Wiccan-ish. And so we made that happen. And yes, that was a lot of action taking, a lot of dreaming. I used to walk by the WIC when I was there, either like babysitting other people's kids in Tofino. Sometimes I was a vacation nanny. I would go by when we were out there surfing and say, think to myself, like, who are these people in their matching raincoats being so bougie on the beach? And I don't know if it entered my mind that could be me. But when it did enter my mind, that would be a vacation that would take the vibration up a notch. And I was so excited to do it. Of course, I've never spent that much money on a vacation before. I was a bit nervous about the whole thing. Just in general, breaking through to the next level of what's okay was making me a bit nervous. And I did it. And now I feel comfortable and worthy of having something that is just so freaking easy and fun and high vibe, and the kids loved it, and we went surfing every day and we're out in the sun, and it was Kayla sun, it was March in Canada sun. So yeah. Beautiful sunshine, not overheating sunshine, still wearing my puffy jacket but in sunglasses, but still have to put sunscreen on. That's my kind of sun. And it was so much fun. It's my manifestation from last year.
Yeah. And I remember when you came back from that, it was just that, like, you had a different frequency to you because you put yourself in a different location, different space, different energy around different people. You allowed yourself to relax and just totally chill out. And I think that all supports a great manifestation. If you had went to the Wiccanin, I can never say it correctly, Wiccanin-ish, there's an extra in there. Wiccanin-ish.
Called the Wiccanin-ish in.
Yes, the Wiccanin-ish in.
Yeah.
If you had have went there just totally maxed out, stressed out, trying to still fully work, then is that a manifestation? No, your manifestation was like, how can I bring Hawaii vibes here? And you did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how can I raise the bar on what vacation feels like and what I'm worthy of resting, the state I'm worthy of resting in, I guess, is the way that I want to say it. So we had a separate room, living room area with a pullout couch that Evie could be in. So she had her own quiet area. Mm-hmm. Then we had a crib in the main room for Mila. And we had a jacuzzi bathtub and a big, like, heated floor bathroom and a really beautiful shower. And it was the perfect place and the perfect space for everyone to be able to relax. And we did that on purpose. We got the room with the suite on purpose, even though it does cost more, because the point of the vacation was high vibe.
Okay. This was not intentional, but something that you just said, I'm like, we have to repeat that. And then I have to plug the aligned retreat here. You said that you were searching for a vacation that will take the vibration up a notch. And that mm-hmm. is exactly what our aligned retreat is. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are going to spend money to come to this retreat. We are flying facilitators in. We provide the best of the best experience, chef curated meals. The rooms are luxury. You're at the most gorgeous resort, arguably in British Columbia, if not one of the top ones in the world. World-class facilitation and conversations. It is a vacation that is going to take your vibration up many notches. So if that's what you're looking for, like what you just said there, taking a vacation that brings the vibration up a notch, I'm like, yes, that's what we all deserve.
Yeah. For our retreat that's happening May 31st this year, 2024, June 1st, June 2nd, you will be surrounded by other women who want more from life than just the average.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point of raising your vibration is, yes, you can go and do this on your own, or you could go with your family, but you can also, and you deserve to, and you are worthy of stepping out of your everyday and step into something that you haven't experienced before. That's going to be so much fun, so life-giving. You're going to have fresh new ideas about your business. You're going to be able to think totally differently. You'll have new connections. You will feel so, it's next level to actually give yourself a break from the everyday, step out of that and get into a different vibration. It's, you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need it.
You need
and
it.
This is not a Motel 8 experience. It's just not the motor inn or whatever it is. It is luxury. And that's the people who want luxury and know they're deserving of it and worthy of it and want to receive that. We'll see you the last weekend of May. Mm-hmm. Okay. But back to manifesting. Okay. Let's talk about some fun business manifestations that we've had. I would love to kick it off with Kayla and I when we got together because we were both trained coaches. We were coaching one another. You know the story. I don't think I really have to get into it. And the very first product, if you will, offer that we created was a course. And we did live facilitation of this course, so we were able to do a little bit of coaching. But what we were both really desiring was we wanted to build a community where we could access our coaching skills. We took the time to do coach training. We both really enjoyed it. We valued having coaches and mentorship. And we were like, we want to be able to offer coaching more in a deeper capacity. And having this community now of Aligned CEOs that we've had for 4 years. Previously, it was Platinum Experience, name change, that's all, to Aligned CEO Method. We've had 4 years of having this community where we get to show up and coach every week and mentor every week and witness these women show up and be so coachable and ask the questions, the hard questions that will help them become better business owners, that will help them become financially free and location free and all the free, because we all want freedom. They show up and put themselves in these rooms and ask those questions, and we get to coach and ask those powerful questions. And I think that is such a great manifestation for us, because it's not exactly how we started our business, but we held on to the, like, why are we doing this? We're like, we want to impact women on a deeper level. We just had to build up the community in the beginning. And we did that through creating courses and offering courses and giving people a taste of what it's like to be in our world. So that then when we said, hey, could you imagine spending a year together, all of us in a way higher frequency and vibration? And then that's what we got. And that's where we spend all our time now. Aligned CEO Method is our 100% focus.
And we've designed our business so that we can both show up and coach, where I don't know of that many coaching companies that have two coaches with complementary skill sets, but different experiences and different ways that we can support you that are actively working with clients every single day. Like, I just don't see that very often. And the price point that I do see that for is often way, way higher. So we know that we're delivering at the highest level, and there's two of us, and we get to do what we love every day. And that supports the women in the program to get to do what they love every day. And we could listen to people who say, I'm lean more towards integrator, who say, Kayla, go fully behind the scenes and scale the business in that way. We always talk about this and we always go back to, but what is going to make us both feel so happy, so high vibe? And removing me from working with clients is not it. And then in Nicole's case, let's say removing Nicole from being present in our DMs or in our emails or connecting with clients is not it. Like, yes, we could hire a social media manager, but Nicole wants to connect with the people and talk to people every day and coach people in DMs and do that kind of stuff in DMs. And I want to show up and coach people who are in our programs, even though I have strengths in other areas as well. And so we're always just doing that dance, but it's our manifestation. We're allowed to decide how we show up and how we want to build this business.
Yeah, it's so good. So I would say, if I had to think, I know we're going to list off a couple of some of our favorite manifestations. We have so many, but if we're just like pulling some from the memory bank, that is absolutely one of the first ones that I wanted to mention. What about you? What's something that stands out for you?
I think something that stands out, we have a few that I really like. One, I guess, is just really practical, is we've had so many six-figure launches. And that is when we invite people in to work with us and we do a live launch. And then we know that we've made over $100,000 in that live launch. And that's what six figures means. 100000, in case you're out there wondering, what's five? What's six figures? Mm-hmm. That's what that is. And the reason why we've been able to do that is because we've built community from day one and we're here to serve. And we have a price point that allows us to have a six-figure launch. Mm-hmm. If we had to sell 9,000 of something at $11 to get a six-figure launch, that would be so much hustle. And it's not where we want to spend our time, on the marketing hustle at that level. Mm-hmm. We want to work with aligned people who are here to grow their business, have huge impact on the world, and have total freedom. And so that's what we're showing up to deliver at an appropriate price point, which helps the launch value go up and up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also helps us help people get those results. I wouldn't want to offer like, we can help you have a six-figure launch if we didn't experience it multiple times. I feel really confident in that ability to be able to support people of how to set themselves up to do similar things. So I think that it's such a great manifestation in that it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That leads to another fun, like if we talk about like big celebration financial goals launch or manifestation, sorry, you and I were focused on what you focus on expands, and we were really focused on, we want to celebrate crossing seven figures in the fall of 2023. We started that, I would say, in the spring of 2023. We don't exactly know the how. We work towards the how in different ways, and we have a business that sets us up where if we follow our own launch plans and stuff accordingly, we get really good results. And there was no predictable, on this day at this time, you'll cross seven figures. But what we did do to support the manifestation of this, and we've talked about this before, is we preset our celebration regardless of the outcome. We say, let's celebrate this launch, or let's celebrate this event or whatever afterwards. And so in the summer, we booked a trip to Arizona for November. And we said, in November, by this date, November, we want to say that when we're in Arizona, we're cheersing, we're laying by the pool, we're hiking in the valley and celebrating that my line purpose has crossed seven figures. And so that was the thing that we set. And then in September, Kayla texted me and showed me the back end number of Kajabi. And I was so excited and emotional. I called my parents instantly, crying. I was like, you won't believe this. Our business has made $1 million. It is insane to me. And we didn't talk about it. We just like silently celebrated. We were like, we'll celebrate in November when we go to Arizona. Like we planned.
Well, we talked about it, but we didn't talk about it publicly.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what I meant. We didn't talk about it publicly.
We did talk about it.
And then we shared it publicly when it was Small Business Saturday in November. We made a reel and said, hey, we're a small little business just like you. And here's this incredible thing that just happened. Our business has crossed seven figures. It looked like that we crossed seven figures while we were in Arizona, but that was our celebration trip of it. It happened in September. And it was just so cool to say that whether we did or didn't cross seven figures in our business is not the point of this. It's that we wanted to have a trip to celebrate our work and our effort and this business and our clients and the stuff that we've put out there and the fails and all of it. Let's set a little vacation to go celebrate all of that. And it was just so divine.
You know what kicked it all off? Tara Brunette saying that she was going to go see Abraham on a cruise because Abraham's retiring.
Yes.
She started the Abraham's retiring rumor for us. I don't know if that's actually what's happening, but she said that. And then we were like, oh no, Abraham retiring. We got to go see Abraham. Then we started looking at those tickets. And then it was like, we're in the vortex. We're like, okay, we want to go to Arizona. We want to check it out. Imagine if that's the weekend that we crossed seven figures in the business. And then we booked from there and we were just like in the vibe of it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And then booking the trip and knowing that we're calling it in and all of our efforts are pointing towards how much impact can we really make? Let's go. And we say impact because it's not like money just comes in. It's woo, let's go buy a lollipop. It's like, we really think about, obviously, how we're supporting people, designing our programs, showing up in coaching, going above and beyond, and over delivering around our clients' success. And so to stay focused on that and stay consistent and do that every day for 4 years and beyond takes focus and it takes work, and in a good way. It's the work we want to be doing, and it's good to celebrate. So it was fun to get in the vibe. Thanks, Tara. Shout out.
Yes, thank you. And also, this is a great reminder for everybody listening. If you have a launch coming up or an event or you're speaking or you're doing something that's a little bit outside of your comfort zone, do something, set yourself up to celebrate ahead of time. Like we had a client write us yesterday or the day before and say, oh my gosh, my podcast already crossed 4,000 listeners or downloads. Yeah. Congratulations, you know who you are. And it's not even a year old. And I was like, that's huge. I hope you know that's like that is huge in terms of those numbers and that data. how will you celebrate? How are you celebrating? She's like, oh, I haven't thought about that yet. And it's okay. Let's start thinking about that with every milestone, every goal, every launch, everything. Plan the celebration ahead of time. It's going to be so fun, because if you don't meet your goals or you fall short of your own expectation or standards, and then you tell yourself the story that, like, what's there to celebrate or who am I to go celebrate? Like, what? No, don't do that to yourself. Set yourself up. Maybe you go plan to have a big launch and you get two people in. Celebrate that. That's two people who are trusting you that you're going to help them transform their life from where they are to where they want to be. Like, literally trusting you to help them do that. So that's worth celebrating.
Yeah, totally. I always think of, imagine if the two people from your launch showed up at your house and moved in and you were having them like over for supper or sleeping over for 6 weeks of the timeline of your program or whatever. Imagine those people show up and you have to feed them and you have to set up the bed and you have to roll out the red carpet and treat them as guests and talk to them and be interested in what they're doing. Okay, you're like, wow, that's a lot. That would be intense. Even having people over for dinner, like, we have to think about what they would like. We get to get a nice bottle of wine. Maybe you'll have hors d'oeuvres and you don't usually do that on a regular Tuesday. Maybe I wash the kids' faces before they come over, these types of things. And that is the energy of saying, wow, this is so special. You've chosen to spend your time and money with me. If it's one person, if it's two people, if it's 10 people, if it's 35 people, whatever. Picture those people in your house and be grateful for the fact that these people want to work with you and they're available for you to support them to grow, and you're available to support them to grow. And let's go from there. These people, just because it's the internet, does not mean that these are not real people.
Yeah. Imagine somebody being a guest in your house, or imagine being a guest in somebody's house and they're like, oh, it's just you two here. Ugh, I was hoping that other people would show up. So until the other people show up, I'm just going to ignore you in the corner because you're not really who I was expecting, or I was hoping there'd be more. Like, yeah. Absolutely. What an ick.
Yeah, no, that's not it. So we got to shift it. Let's picture these people in real life, even if you're facilitating on the internet. Another one that I want to celebrate from last year is that in the summer, we were thinking, how are we growing my aligned purpose? What are we doing that's next level? How are we're already thinking about the speaker series in the fall, and we're thinking, who are we inviting in to elevate the vibe for aligned CEOs, to introduce people to new business models, new ways of thinking, new solutions that could be solved? What are we doing? Nicole and I, we are manifesting. I don't know what we were talking about it. And then we did some journaling on it as well, like being surrounded by other seven-figure businesswomen. Mm-hmm. And then about a week later, we got an email from one of our biz friends who has a seven-figure business. And she said, I'm putting together a mastermind of all of my favorite people on the internet. Will you two please join? You're only two Canadians. And we want you in here. She said, I want you in here to contribute, to coach, to be part of the mastermind, to grow your business, and couldn't have it without you. Excuse me. Thank you, universe. That's exactly what we needed in that moment.
Mm-hmm. That exact morning, remember that exact morning, I had journaled, I really just want to be a part of a powerful mastermind of other women. Like, I know we were journaling it, but it was that entry that morning. And then at 9 o'clock or something, we got on to spend a half day together planning the fall. And before we got into it, it was like, oh, we both got a ping for an email. And then I was like, you have to be kidding me. Look at my journal entry I literally wrote this morning. So yeah, that insane power of calling it in because you know that it could be available to you. You're worthy of receiving that.
Yeah, being open and available to what shows up and saying yes if it's aligned with what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one is we take a few months off a year. It hasn't always been like this, but that is our last manifestation we want to talk about and how it's possible. One, it's like a calendar configuration. So we could look at it in terms of law of action like that. Mm-hmm. But then two, we had to know that was the desire. We have to know how to put things down and relax and recharge. We have to know that's actually something we're available for receiving and we're worthy of, and then start putting that in place and encouraging everybody around us to also put that in place.
Yeah. And a lot of that initially, the desire to like, we could take all of December off. We could take all of August off. We could take the last week of every month off. That came from expanders, from seeing we started to put ourselves in networks and communities and conversations of women who were doing way more than us at a higher volume, impact, that sort of thing, because they'd been doing it longer. And they were talking about how they take all of summer off or 2 months over the winter, and they take the last week of every month off. And that had literally never been a thought in my mind before of take the last week of every month off to regroup and get energetically prepped for the next month. It's like, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know until you put yourself into a room of other women who are there to expand possibility for you. And then we started being in these rooms and these conversations, and everybody was just normalizing. Absolutely. You're going to schedule like minimum 6 weeks to 20 weeks of vacation for yourself a year. And we were like, what? Really? That's possible. You can do that. Your clients don't get mad. And it's your clients want a break too. We all miss one another when we take those months off. And then we all come back feeling so recharged and ready to go.
Yeah, it's available. And the first thing to do is just put the things in place so that the bumpers, if we're talking about bowling, you know how they put the bumpers up and then you can definitely knock pins over. But if you don't, the balls go in the gutters and it's, you suck at bowling. Anyway, so put the bumpers up in your calendar and say, I'm going to block the last week of the month for focus time. I'm going to block a time in the summer, could be a few weeks, could be a month, go for a month, we recommend, in the summer off so that you can sleep in, get some sun, hang out with your family, book a vacation, do whatever you need to do, drink 5 coffees during the day, and I don't know, treat yourself, eat a popsicle, and then book the month. And we're going to change it up in 2025 because we know what months work better for us and what we want for our pace of our business. But you're going to book a month either at the end of the year, December, January, or whatever, November, December, whatever works for you, where you want to spend family time. You want to get under the blanket, get cozy, and read your favorite novel. You want to do something other than push another launch or hustle or whatever that looks like, because we are not going to lie to you. Building a business, a 7-figure business, takes showing up, being consistent, and doing the work. So when you put the bumpers in your calendar, you can give yourself time to recharge, non-negotiable. No one can book into that time anyway. It's blocked. And then you can regroup, reset your brain, your nervous system, and allow for more to come through, because you're not doing, you're just being, and just in the best way.
Absolutely. It's so important. Some of you may start to think, okay, I'm a woman, I have a reproductive cycle, and I'm really in tune with it. And I'm really noticing that when I'm coming into my luteal week, that it is, I'm exhausted and I'm drained and I don't have the energy to do anything. And it's pretty predictable. That comes every 4 weeks for you. Maybe that's how you design your business. Maybe that fourth week, whenever that falls within the month for you, you rest. Maybe that ovulation week, you are on, you're ready to go, host your events, make your content. Like, the thing is, there's no set calendar or cycle or schedule to follow. It's about following what works for you, but making sure that you schedule that rest time and that downtime off, because if you don't, it will catch up with you. And then a month will pass and you'll say, I didn't take any time off, 2 months, a year. Like, we're not kidding. If you don't take the time, like Kayla said, to put the bumpers in and schedule it in, it will pass. Time is always passing. You have to do your end and make sure that you're scheduling in your own rest and downtime.
Okay, so those are things we want to talk about that we manifested in the last year. And we want you to come and join us today at noon. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, Thursday, March 21st at noon, 12 p.m. PS. We're in Victoria, British Columbia, so we're in Pacific time zone. Come and join us and let's talk more manifestation. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun. It's such high vibe. Come put yourself in the energy. Come here and learn and see what's possible. And we can't wait to have you. And then stay tuned. We're off to the big city this weekend. We're flying to New York.
Actual big city.
Yeah, the actual big city. So stay tuned. If you're not following us on Instagram, head over there at My Aligned Purpose. We'll be documenting our journey. It's my first time going to New York, and Kayla's been there lots, but not in a hot minute. We're going to have lots of fun together. We'll show you what we're up to behind the scenes. Of course, all our fun snacks, we'll coffee cheers, and we'll keep you in the loop of what we're up to in NYC.
Okay. Can't wait.
Okay. So bye.